Welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hemmerker. In each episode, she'll talk with your favorite romantic suspense authors. They will take you behind the scenes of the writing process, giving excerpts from their writing, and share stories about their writing life.
7 Year Rich by Terry Toller. What will happen to a struggling young pastor and his wife when they win the largest lottery jackpot in history?
On this episode of The Romantic Side of Suspense, I'm talking with Terry Toller, a best-selling and award-winning author who has written 17 nonfiction books and 32 novels. So welcome to my show, Terry.
Thank you, Sarah. It's good to be with you.
And that's a lot of books, Terry. I mean, are you writing full time now? How do you do it?
I am writing full time now, and actually, I've done that over a 5-year period of time. So I wrote 25 novels in 30 months, and the first book that I wrote took me about 90 days, and I studied and I learned all the rules of fiction, which I break all those now, by the way. But I got to where I could write about 8,000 words in the morning before my wife gets up. She's the editor. And so I have a chapter for her in the morning, 6 days a week, usually. And so I can write about a 70 to 90,000 word novel in a month. And the quickest I've ever done it was 21 days for a full-length novel. And so generally about once a month I can produce a new book, although I had to take 3 months off this past fall and didn't write anything. So that was a weird experience.
Yeah.
Not writing anything for 90 days.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Have you ever always wanted to be a writer?
Well, I wrote my first in the 1990s. It was a nonfiction, self-help, success-oriented type of book, and it actually did really well. And so over a 15, 20-year period of time, I wrote a lot of self-help books, Bible studies, things along those lines. But in college, I had this idea for a fiction novel, storyline was what would happen if an astronaut from Earth traveled to the end of the universe and discovered a planet with an Adam and Eve and a Garden of Eden and a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the people of that planet had ever eaten from that tree. Happen if he landed on that planet, which was still perfect, and then he ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and brought into that particular planet. And so that was my idea, and I told my wife about it one day. And to be honest with you, I didn't really think I could write fiction. That's why I never attempted to. And so one day I've had for years the first line, which is, today is Adam's last day on Earth. And I've had that forever, seems like. And so I just wrote it down. I typed it into my phone and then into my computer, and I wrote the first chapter and I gave it to my wife and to read, and she said, this is really good, and sort of how it started.
Oh, wow. That's fun. I love how sometimes those ideas, they may percolate for a long time until finally we take that plunge, because writing can be kind of scary sometimes, I think. You kind of put yourself out there, write something, and hand it to someone else and say, read it.
Well, and I wasn't even thinking about that, about publishing it or other people reading it or anything like that. I just thought, I owe it to myself. And I felt like the idea had come from God, and myself to at least try. I had no idea what was going on. But,
well, you know, that's probably a good thing, right? If you know what you were doing, you might not have written that first chapter.
Or if I knew how hard it was.
Yes, I know. I know some people think that, oh, it's so easy. We make it look easy sometimes, but it's hard work. I mean, you have to sit down and put your fingers on the keyboard and get those words out. And it takes discipline, and it takes perseverance, and, you know, it takes being willing to rewrite sometimes. are you a plotter?
I'm a pantser.
Okay.
I'm a pantser. I have no idea what's going to happen until that morning when I get up and I start writing. So I know when the readers know what's going to happen. And every morning I'm just completely surprised. It's like, because I just keep thinking that it's, the well's going to run dry and there's not going to be anything there and I'm not going to know what to do. You know, you hear about writer's block. I keep thinking, okay,
yeah,
when's writer's block going to hit me? But every morning it just seems like the next part of the story is there. And I write in series now, so I get really attached to my characters. And so it's easier now because I know kind of what my character's going to do and how she's going to react. All of my characters are... I have strong female leads in every one of my books, and so I kind of have an idea how they're going to react, what they're going to do, and that makes it easier. But no, it's just kind of by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, I love that, Terry. Yeah, I'm more of a panster too. There's times when I'm not sure who the villain is going to be until I'm like, oh, yeah, this person is the villain. I thought it was this one, but now it's this one. Great, this is going to be perfect. So it is.
Exactly. I mean,
go ahead.
Yes. Sometimes, you know, in the mysteries, like you say, I think this person was the one that committed the murder. And then I find out it was somebody different, to my surprise. So I kind of enjoy that. I can't even, in my mind, does it work that way? I can't really think about sitting down and outlining it all the way to the end. Because it would take me longer to do that than it does to write the book, so I don't even try.
Yes, yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, I do a little bit. I have like an idea of kind of the general outline of it. I mean, but it's very vague, and I can't. Sometimes when I'm writing, I change my mind. I'm like, oh, I thought I was going to write this, but no, this needs to go. And yes, it can be really fun. So what drew you to romantic suspense as a genre?
Well, as I said, I had strong female leads in my books, and so they always had a romantic thread running through the storylines as well. And so my books kind of go back and forth. Sometimes there's more suspense than romance. Sometimes there's more romance than suspense. It's never really quite equal. But I just think the character is more interesting when there's a love interest, at least from my perspective. It's more interesting for me to write. And my wife says that's her favorite parts of my books is the relationship between the two main characters. She prefers that to the shoot 'em up stuff.
Yeah.
And so I try to incorporate more of that into the books. But I write a lot of cliffhangers at the end of each chapter, so I love the suspense part of it. But more and more I'm adding the romance elements as well, just because I think it brings a lot of depth to the characters.
Mm. Yeah, no.
And there's a lot of suspense.
You're right.
There's a lot of suspense in romance.
Yes. Yes,
right?
That is so true. There is. And I love writing those as well, because I feel like it, you're right. I think it does give an extra depth to the story when they're falling in love while trying to stay alive and figure out, you know, what's happening around them. So it sounds like you write best in the morning. Do you write any other times of the day, or is that once you write your chapter, you're kind of done with the writing?
Yes, it's just in the morning. I do the writing in the morning and the marketing in the afternoon. And that way it's hard. I don't know why, but I can't write in the afternoon or evenings. It's just strictly in the morning. I get up really early, like 3:30 or 4 in the morning. So I can ride a couple of hours and maybe 3 hours, then get up and make my wife coffee. And then when she gets up, she's got coffee, and we watch the news and weather together, and then she'll edit the chapter. And so by 10 o'clock in the morning, I've got a completely edited chapter, and it's on to the next one the next day. And by the time I finish the book, it's completely edited and ready to go.
Ah, now that's great. So we are almost out of time, Terry, but is there anything else about your writing that you'd like to share with our readers?
Well, I think one of the things that's really exciting, as I said, my motto is clean fiction with a message, is that one of my main characters is the CIA spy who rescues girls from sex trafficking. And one of the really exciting things that has happened with my book is they've really taken off in the secular world. There's a huge demand for that kind of clean fiction. So my books are on the best-selling list with Lee Child and James Patterson and Tom Clancy and folks along those lines. So it's been really exciting to me that my character with the Christian worldview and with values and things along those lines has been so well received in not only the Christian market, but also in the secular as well.
Yeah, that's great.
That's been exciting for me.
That is exciting, and I'm glad you shared that. And thank you again for being on my show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, listeners, again, stay tuned for more from Terry with an excerpt from his book, The 7-Year Rich.
Now an excerpt from 7-Year Rich by Terry Toller. Eve hung up the phone slowly. Things started to come together in her mind. The news trucks, the phone call, the lottery ticket, her husband acting like a lunatic. She took his hand and walked him over to the couch, motioned for him to sit down. She was about to demand some answers. Was that lottery ticket worth something? She asked. Yes, he said painfully. It was the winning ticket. How much did we win? $1.6 billion. You're joking. I'm dead serious. She sat there stunned, not sure what to say. Did you say a billion? Yes. And the ticket was in your shirt pocket? Yes. And I washed it? Yes. I washed a shirt worth $1.6 billion. Yes. For some reason, she found it funny and started laughing. Rich wasn't amused. More pounding on the door. She could tell he was getting angry. His fists were balled like he was ready to fight someone. She held him back. What are we going to do now? She asked. I think we have to get out of here. Why? Our lives are in danger. What are you talking about? Why would our lives be in danger? It just is. You're scaring me. Think about it. We have a $1 billion ticket. The press obviously knows we're the winners. Even Mr. Dawson knows. Somebody's going to come to our house and try and take it from us. There is no ticket. They don't know that. Eve stood to her feet and walked over to the door, against Rich's objections. What are you doing? Don't do that! I'd like to make a statement, Eve said to the group of reporters gathered on her doorstep. There is no ticket. I washed it in the laundry today. It's ruined. We didn't win anything. You can all leave now. The entire group stood there with their mouths gaped open, in stunned silence. Have a good day, Eve said as she slammed the door behind her.
Thanks for listening to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hammerker. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. You can sign up to receive notifications of upcoming podcasts and listen to previous editions at sarahhammerkerfiction.com.